Yeah, it's just it's funny, isn't it? You, of course, you would take a point before, and I'd have probably taken a point at half-time. But second half, for 15, 20 minutes, I was thinking there was only one team going to go and win it, and that was us. You know, we were getting in constantly with what we talked about at half-time, and we've missed two one-on-ones, and I thought we could go and win the game. And then, obviously, the sending-off happens, and you know, you have to curb your enthusiasm to go and try and win.
I have to ask you, obviously, about sending off, which made things more difficult. Mark Phillips, the referee, had judged he had lashed out on the ground. What did you see?
I couldn't see it. I saw two players on the floor. I don't know. Mark said he tried to throw him off because Bevan was holding him down while they were on the attack. Until I see it, I can't really make a comment. But if the ref thought he was sending off, fine. There's nothing I can do about it.
But Mark, I would say, he's claiming... He said he threw his arms.
He threw his arms across to try and, you know, like you do, to try and get somebody off the top of you. He hasn't maliciously struck out at the guy. That's what he said. But if I see it, I might see different.
You say you're happy with the performance from your team at the moment. You had a bit of a wobbly patch after the FA Cup game, but you seem to be coming back into some kind of form now.
Yeah, you say you had a wobbly patch. I mean, we lost two games on the trot, which, you know, whether that's a wobbly patch nowadays, managers get called for their head now for that. But we lost two games on the trot, but we didn't perform badly in them. We battered Carlisle at home and lost on the break. And we lost to a penalty decision against Stevenage. So you take it in a context. For me, it's never been wobbly. We've had five new players come in. We've had two influential ones in Tubbs and Barrett go. And January was always going to be a time when we needed to try and bed the new players in, but pick up points at the same time. And we've managed to do that.
You've certainly have had, you know, no bad trots this season, and you now find yourself 5 points off the playoff places. It is within reach if you're picking up good results against teams away from home like this. Is it something you've talked about?
Nope. I think we're two games in, three games in now to a nine game in 34 day run that I talked about that the boys have, and when we get to the end of that, we'll have a clear picture of where we are. We might still be mid-table and the same distance away. We might be looking over our shoulders the other way because we've got a lot of tough games, you know, away to Burton, away to Shrewsbury, home to Luton. They don't come easy, and none of them are in this league. So let's see where we are with 10-11 games to go, and then if we're still in with a shout, then great.
And just a quick word on that game coming up next. I mean, it doesn't get much easier, does it? You had Burton, who were top of the table, away tonight, and now Shrewsbury have gone top after the results tonight. You've got to go there at the weekend.
Yeah, I did say that to the lads. I said, you'll play top tonight, and if we get a good result here, you'll probably play top on Saturday. And, you know, they're sort of games you want to play in. You know, Burton haven't been beaten here under Jimmy, and Shrewsbury haven't been beaten all season at home. So, yeah, we go there. Are you excited? They're exciting games. Just go there and look forward to it.
What did you make? Actually, you mentioned Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink there, coming up against someone like that, you know, a player who fans, players, your own players, everyone else knows about, played international Premier League level. Can you use that as something to sort of talk to your players about in any way? No. Does it play any role in things tonight?
No, because I play Premier League level as well, so it's not a big deal to me. I know Jimmy from my Cardiff days. I was academy manager at Cardiff, and Jimmy was there as a player. So I got the utmost respect for what he did in the game, and he's done a fantastic job since he's come here. It's not easy to come into League Two and get a group of players playing the way you want to and keep the momentum going. But they had a good squad when he arrived, and he's certainly improved their form. And we're delighted with the point.